Food is the language everyone speaks, but do we truly understand it?
Between the conversations over organic food and GMOs, different diets taking the world by storm, and how what we eat actually impacts our environment,
there's no shortage of things to learn about. Hi, I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum, and this is Serving Up Science. The year was 1992. Bill Clinton became the 42nd president, and Donald Trump appeared in Home Alone 2. Wayne's World debuted at the movies, and I was 12 years old. How old were you, Karel?
I was born.
Okay, so my memory of the early 90s is probably a little better than yours. I had braces, big hair.
Cheryl, you still have big hair.
But it was cool then.
Hey, it's cool again.
1992 was a good year for music as well, because this little band out of Seattle called Nirvana was changing music as we knew it. But it was a bad year for soda.
And that it was.
I didn't realize it at the time, but we have a story this week about a kamikaze mission of Coca-Cola to destroy a new product by Pepsi. So let's dive in.
Cheryl, do you remember Crystal Pepsi?
Sort of. I don't think it was around very long.
That's right. Crystal Pepsi was introduced to shake up the soda market, and Pepsi poured $40 million into marketing it.
And that's before inflation.
Indeed. It was launched during the Super Bowl and introduced as a New Age cola.
And it did reasonably well.
Initially, it was on the market in the spring of 1992 and off the market by the end of 1994.
A short lifespan for a product so heavily invested in.
Because about a half year after Crystal Pepsi launched, Coke introduced Tab Clear.
But it wasn't quite for competition. It was more sinister than that.
Coke didn't want to tarnish their name, so they went with Tab Clear, a product with one purpose, to make clear colas confusing and end their run.
And it worked. But how?
Well, the full story comes from an interview in marketing writer Stephen Denny's 2011 book, Killing Giants, 10 Strategies to Topple the Goliath in Your Industry. And in the book, he speaks with Sergio Zimon, who just happened to be the Coca-Cola chief marketing officer during the launch of Tab Clear. Using the Tab name rather than Coke mattered. Tab was already their least popular soda brand, and while Crystal Pepsi came in regular and diet flavors, Tab Clear was only an artificially sweetened diet drink.
And diet sodas weren't nearly as popular in the early 90s as they are today. So some people assumed Crystal Pepsi was a diet drink because of Tab Clear.
On top of that, according to what's left of the record of this marketing campaign, if you can call it that, Tab Clear was specifically marketed to women. I've seen it described as the Virginia Slims of sodas.
So Coke was trying to actively turn men away from their product by making it appear to be a soda for ladies. And Crystal Pepsi as well, by association. And frankly, I think that's just weird.
Hey, the 90s were a weird time.
The 90s were awesome.
Fine, I'll give you that one. But the most important ingredient in this plan was the ingredients. Coke called Tab Clear full-flavored, but reviews described it as peppery, cinnamony, medicinal, and just not like Tab.
So you're saying it wasn't very good?
I'm saying I don't think drinking a peppery cola sounds particularly appealing.
I don't either. And I don't honestly think I ever tried it.
And lots of people associated Tab Clear with Crystal Pepsi, and the rest is history.
So mission accomplished?
Tab Clear itself only lasted into the spring of 1993, a product failure that didn't harm the Coca-Cola brand but did take down a promising competitor's product along the way.
Clever marketing, albeit a little sneaky. I think Don Draper would approve.
We can't really know how much Tab Clear contributed to the fall of Crystal Pepsi, but both left the market within months of each other. In fact, even during what might have been considered Crystal Pepsi's heyday, it was being poked fun at constantly, including during a Saturday Night Live skit where they introduced the world to Crystal Gravy.
Crystal Gravy. You've never seen a gravy like this.
But it came back in the past few years briefly as a throwback from Pepsi. I didn't try it then, but if I see it on shelves now, I'm definitely going to pick one up. And not the diet version either.
Like I said, the 90s are cool again. Classic Nintendo's back.
I know this 90s teen has one.
Well, let's leave that there. You've been listening to Serving Up Science, this series all about food, where it comes from, and how it impacts our health and our planet. I'm Karel Vega.
And I'm Cheryl Kirschenbaum, and this is WKAR.